Hey, is Marcus in?
It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you a few minutes about your file. Do you have a couple minutes?
I'm slammed right now, but you want to call me maybe like right around 6?
At 6? Oh, you know what? I'm going to be out of the office. Could I give you a call Monday morning?
Yeah, that's fine. What do you just have quick questions?
Well, I just kind of wanted to go over a few things with you, just, you know, make sure I got all the facts right, and,
I think my dad was handling all that paperwork for me.
Oh, really?
You want to call him? You want, hold on one second. Let me give it to him. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
I'm just slammed right now with customers. Hold on.
I totally understand.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Is this? Yeah. Is this Marcus's dad?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave. Okay, Dave. So, is it okay if I ask you a few questions about the file? Just
sure.
Kind of. I know.
Sure.
I guess you pretty much know about the whole business, right?
How could I? What do you need to know?
So, we're just curious. I know Nicole was working with you guys and getting you the file and everything in. I'm one of the managers here, and I just wanted to go over the file with you to make sure everything's correct before we move forward. So, I know that you guys have a current loan right now with Cortland Capital. Is that correct?
That's the SBA 504 loan existing right now.
Okay, so the SBA loan, and the amount that comes out is $12,193 a month. Does that sound about right?
Well, I don't know. They automatically take it out every month.
Okay.
The total on the two, there's basically two loans. The first is Cortland. They service a loan for the bank, and the second is with CDC, you know, out of San Diego. The total is about $21,000 for the two loans.
Okay, so is there a loan that's paid off? Because it says here that there's a loan.
Oh, yeah,
what
happened was that we had a 2-year option to buy the building.
Okay.
And then the time almost came up. So what happened was that CDC basically is the lead lender, and they find a new, you know, first bank, you know, first trustee bank to normally do the first part of it, the first 50% of the loan. And the bank, apparently, the one that was supposed to fund our loan went over the limit that month. So CDC went and got a bridge loan for us just for the 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then Cortland's people, you know, the bank, you know, took over so that we can close the deal, basically.
Oh, okay. So you got a bridge loan.
Actually, CDC was doing all the work. You know, we didn't do any of the work, but you know, they committed to us and confirmed to close it. And I, you know, if we get an extension, it costs us another $100,000 from the seller. So, CDC said that, well, they got a bridge loan, they'll close the deal for us on schedule.
Oh, very
so
nice.
We have to extend that, you know. So basically, CDC out of San Diego, you know, they're pretty, you know, big in the SBA loan.
CDC,
you know, business.
So you currently have how many loans do you have out right now?
Two.
Two, and those.
The 1-4, I think was 50% of 1-4 loan that was roll over one time, you know, I mean, a bridge loan and then paid off, you know, with the first. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the first
one
was actually roll over once.
Right. So, but who's that with?
I don't know. Cortland was the one that serviced the loan. That's all we know, you know. I mean,
oh, okay.
I can find a file. Basically,
okay, so
you know, Cortland is the collection people for the first trust deed that they automatically take it out every month from our bank account. And the second, you know, was taken out from by the CDC every month.
Okay, so the second one is CDC every month.
Right. The total is about 21,000 plus roughly a month.
21,000 plus.
Roughly, you know, about, you know, roughly, less than 22
right
now. That's why
Sure,
what happened was, the reason we got the loans because our rent was up to 22,000 a month now, so we figured, hey, it's better is to buy the building than keep, you know.
Yeah.
In 08, we started 8,000 a month, and Coral Del Mar got about a 2-mile strip on PCH that nobody, landlords give us more than 6-month leases.
Oh wow!
So you know, that's really very exclusive area.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they, you know, the landlord every 6 months just automatically jumped the loan. So in about 4 years ago, we actually did a lease option to buy the building, you know, which was, at that time was high. By the time we were ready to close 2 years later, actually it was, you know, we already got a good deal out of it. So you know, we you know, of course, you know, the four-year option, we exercised it and closed it on schedule.
Okay, cool. So you have the CDC loan and then the Cortland.
The second, right.
Cortland capital loan. Okay. Right. So,
and the other one was paid off as a bridge loan, basically.
Okay. But it's still, you're paying on that loan.
I'm paying on Cortland. No, I'm paying on Cortland and CDC only.
Yeah, two loans only.
Right. The first of 50%, the second 40%, basically, on the 504 program.
Okay, on a 504 program.
Yeah, right now we're about $3 million plus a little bit in on balance owing right now on the two.
Okay, all right, cool. Now
that was closed in March of 2000. March this year. Next year would be 2 years.
Okay, and do you know how much money you're looking for right now?
Basically, you know, but what happened is that, see, we had an automotive repair shop, my son, as you want to call that. You know, I'm 72 years old. I don't want anything in my name anymore. So basically, sure. You know, he was running the automotive repair, but also he was playing with internet, you know, and the internet started growing, you know, to the point that, you know, we had to open a different company just to service the internet because of tax structure. So now, you know, in the last year, you know, we've grew to, we just leased another 16,000 square foot warehouse now for the internet business. And, you know, we bought about an additional 400,000. You know, what we did was that our account basically told us, hey, if you want to pay taxes on the profit, fine. If you don't want to, you got to spend it. So what we did was that we keep buying tired inventory for the internet business. So now with the, you know, as of September 1st, our inventory is now over $1 million now in inventory in the new warehouse, all free and clear. Okay. And, you know, and the internet's growing. And what happened was that we didn't realize that when we spent about $400,000 out of the profits for the last 2.5 years, you know, upgrading the internet for the, you know, for the website. And what happened was that now that everything was done as of May this year, we start posting on Amazon. And we started, you know, on Amazon. And in the first week, we did 50,000 the first week.
Wow, that's awesome.
But the problem we had was that Amazon apparently does not pay us, even though we got the money, and Amazon hold it for 2 weeks in case of refunds and all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so all of a sudden, you know, and then, you know, see, and our wholesale business has grown so much that the reason for the inventory is that, you know, our wholesale business has grown so much that we were doing local sales, like, you know, we just signed a deal with Walmart. We're finalizing a deal with Walmart now to supply them tires, okay? But the thing is that, like Walmart, these guys, they want to have showed proof that we have at least $1 million inventory in, you know, within a 3 to 5 mile radius, so they don't have, you know, customer come in, which we did that now. Everything's fine. But the problem is that, see, we can't do both, in other words. So what we did was we cut down Amazon because, you know, the way we look at right now, the Amazon, we can easily do 100,000 a week. There's no problem.
Right.
Okay. And the good thing about it is that, you know, all the guys work are all mostly, you know, college kids at the UCI. They do it on, they all have their own website. They all have their own, you know, account already. So there's no charge. They just automatically take the money out when they sell something.
Right.
And it's a great time thing. We got about 20 of these guys that do that. So we cut down, you know, the type of inventory because if we get 100,000 a week, we can't handle it. In other words, if 2 weeks we do get paid, we are 200,000. That means that, see, I have about 180,000 working capital. We want to leave that the way it is because in case of emergency, we need that money. See, what we do is that we also buy a lot of tires from wholesalers like, you know, Tire Rack and all these people. See, those big boys, what they do is that their pricing, they purchase from manufacturer depend on the guaranteed volume every month.
Mm-hmm.
So when their month comes up, and they have some extra inventory, they call guys like I said, hey, I've got two containers of this stuff. You want to take it? We'll sell it to you at this price. Normally, it's below their wholesale price that they buy because they wouldn't be able to turn around and buy more next month from the manufacturer if they don't get rid, you know, have the cash to do it. So we always have 100, 180, 50,000 lay around so that in case one of these guys needs to dump some stuff, which we get at least once a week we get people that you know, wholesalers that would call us, you know, because we're on the list, and we were initially, and a lot of times they want cash, which is fine. You know, we pay them. That's why we need 100-150 cash reserve at all times, and which we still have now. So what we did was that we cut down the Amazon posting now, because it's, you know, in 2 weeks, you know, we got at 200,000 now, we won't be able to function otherwise.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you guys gone to, like, Chase to get a line of credit?
Chase, I couldn't even believe them. They wouldn't even do the SBA loan for us.
Really?
I've been with them for 5 years, okay? I went to them first, and they said, well, their loan too small. $5 million or more, we'd be glad to do it because the amount of work the same. That guy is no longer there anymore. He's fired now, okay? But the thing is that the manager there, okay? But the thing is that then you know, of course, you know, I found out that, you know, Sam, who's Sam Twin, who's the biggest, you know, producer in Orange County for CDC San Diego, and I met with him, went over the whole thing, and no problem, he can do it.
Wow,
you know,
okay.
And they, you know, and they did it in like about 3 months total, you know, to get the loan closed. But
okay.
He did the loan for us, and everything's fine. Then what
Very
happened
good.
Was that CDC came to us and want us to do a 7A loan, 250, which is fine, no problem. 7 months, you know, that department has been working on it, back and forth. We have given them update financial 4 times.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they come back and say, well, you know, we need this collateralized. And at the point that, you know, see, basically the loan was on the website company on the 7A loan, which is AutoLink. And they say, oh, no, we want to, you know, attach your, you know, put a lien on your building too, and, you know, everything. And then, oh, by the way, we need a source report. I said, hey, you guys just did a source report less than 18 months ago. So no, we still need a new one. So I got appointed. That was about a month. So I said, forget it. We don't even need it. Okay, it's just a pain in the neck. Or 7 months later, you know, I mean, shoot, you know, I could have sold the business and retired it by the time you guys get the loan. So forget it. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I could be glad to email you. And that's when you guys send me a letter and say, oh, what the hell, you know, try it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so
you
I
know,
just wanted.
That's the reason. Okay. So
yeah, okay.
I just want to let you know the whole history of it, so you know what we were not really shopping at the time, basically. You know, but the company has grown so much from the wholesale department that we had to slow down our website posting because, you know, of the, you know, which is understandable. You know, hey, there's a return. You know, Amazon doesn't want to come and collect the money. They want to make sure the money's there.
Right. So, Dave, what are you using the funds for?
Basically, we're going to use it for, you know, the Amazon, you know, floating the two weeks, you know, so we can expand our internet again, because, you know, we don't have the funds to, we have about 150 to 180,000 cash reserve right now, which is all right for the company, but I don't want to touch that.
Right.
Unless we need to, okay, you know, and like I said, we do use it off and on, you know, when, you know, somebody come in with a container to container of tires that wants to get rid of, at a good price, we buy it, basically. With cash,
okay.
You know, most of these guys buy cash. So the funds we're using for is mainly that, see, we get about 2 containers a week right now coming in from manufacturers ourselves. We're also a distributor for Federal Tires now from Taiwan. So if you look at our bank account, you see that the last 2 months of activity, since September, I think we went through probably 400,000 in wire transfer. That was for new inventory we bought from Federal.
Okay.
You see this all from Federal. So what we did was that we had to, you know, supply that because Walmart wants to buy from Federal, but we have the exclusive for Los Angeles and Orange County. So they have to come through us. The manufacturer should refer them to us. But their requirement was that they need $1 million inventory, which is fine. That's why we bought an extra 400,000 inventory to mainly try to finalize our deal with Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, because that deal could be huge, you know, because basically, see, Federal is a very good tire. It's a 20-year-old company in Taiwan. See, right now, China has a problem because of the Obama put a new tariff on all truck tires.
Mm.
That was about 5-6 years ago now. So Federal, what they do is that they build 1 million square feet in Taiwan and got the government to allow them to import laborers from Thailand to manufacture in Taiwan, because Taiwan labor is very expensive too. That's why they went to China originally. And then they came out of there because of the new tariff that the Obama put on about 5-6 years ago, that all the truck tires coming in from China got to pay a 60% tariff, and they extended it twice now, and that's why Triangle Tire from China now actually manufacture tires in Argentina and import it into U.S. now to avoid the tariff.
Yeah. So you're going to be using that
the money basically for short term, basically roll over, basically.
When you say short term, how long are you thinking?
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So you're looking for like a bridge loan.
No. Basically, what we're saying that if you can get a revolving line, or rather have a revolving line, and as we grow further, in other words, see, right now we just don't want to go out and start posting like crazy on the internet, because if we sell it, what the hell are we gonna do?
Right. Okay.
I'm gonna deplete my cash. But the thing is that if I have the credit line, and we just use the credit line and see the money. In other words, all the products are sold already on the internet. They already put up their credit card, paid it. But the thing is that Amazon doesn't release it for 2 weeks in case of warranty problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's your return on investment on that? Like when you
the internet, we're getting like 5-6%. But the thing is that, we have no overhead. All the guys that do all the work, work at home or work for Apple or somebody that they want the extra $2,000-$3,000 a month. They just do their own posting at night. And, all these are name brands product we're selling. So it's not something that, the guy got to explain to the customer all that, because basically, we're the biggest Michelin authorized dealer in Orange County right now, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
So we sell a lot of brand names too. If you look at the best thing is just to go to beachcityperformance.com and look at, we got over 500 posting on there. That's
okay.
We're 5-star rated there, and that's over the last 5-7 years. So that would tell you pretty much, Corona Del Mar, that's like, La Jolla, it's not a very exclusive area. So, those are the toughest customer to service, because they not only have the knowledge, but they also have the money behind them. So they are not afraid to raise hell with anybody, okay? It's the customers that we get, okay? So, most of our customers, like I say, are, and then what happened was that we had the same problem with American Express, because normally credit card they disperse us every next day. They normally disperse working day they disperse the funds after the customer charge. Then American Express sometimes takes a week, 2 weeks to disperse them, because some of the tickets go up to $3,000-$5,000, but a lot of our customers also out of state or some out of the country even, so they disperse it slower. So basically what they did was that they gave us a $180,000 credit line. They take the money out they give us in the middle of the month, they give us the $180,000. They take 75%, and about 2.5 weeks it's paid off, and then next month they start over again. We've been doing that for 2 years now.
Okay. Are you guys considering any other options besides us?
No. See, the thing is that, she called me just when I decided I don't want to go with the 7A loan. That's
I see.
So 7 months later, okay. So basically I said, well, if you can do it, fine, but I explained to her the same thing, that, okay, this is the problem we're having with the 7A loan. They want to, get everything, blanket, everything. And I just said, well, we don't want to do that, basically. All we want to do is just, if you guys can do a revolving line, that's fine.
Sure. And how soon would you like to bring the funding on? Is there a specific time frame?
No hurry.
Okay.
Basically right now all we do is if we have the funding, we will expand our internet business again. See what I'm saying? That's all, because I just don't want to go in there and all of a sudden we get $100,000 a week and we're floating $200,000 for 2 weeks. And see that our suppliers, basically we got to pay them when the product is shipped that same day. Okay.
Got it.
And then we got to pay that. Okay. But we don't get our money until two weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're posting like one or two products on Amazon,
okay.
I mean 20,000-30,000 a week. That would, there's no problem. We can handle that with our reserve. But if we're gonna want to go back and go crazy again, we can't do that, because I just don't want my son to get in trouble there,
it's
great to have the money coming, but what the hell do we do? We our suppliers, our wholesale suppliers, if we, cut them off, a couple of weeks, basically, they're not going to give us that, line anymore. And we had good credit. We don't want to get into that kind of mess. So I said, hey, just slow down, and hey, we need to. Our wholesale is doing fine. It's no problem there.
Perfect.
We're doing about 8,000 a day now.
Okay.
On the wholesale side, so we're not losing any money. Like I said, we just increased our inventory from $600,000 to $1 million in inventory in the last since September 1st, and you can see that on our bank account.
Yeah, I can.
$500,000 went out into federal, North America alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, you know, but that's okay. You know, I mean,
yeah.
we have the money to do that, but in other words, at this point, we can't do both. See, the internet is good because not only we don't make much money on that, but the good thing is that, see, they also, a lot of local buyers, you know, that wants the tire also check the internet. So that's how our wholesale delivery now, we're doing over 8,000 a day now because of that.
That's awesome.
So, you know, it's, you know, the internet is good, you know, but the thing is that, you know, actually, we just made another deal with FedEx, actually. They just dropped our rates by 41%.
Wow, that's a huge drop.
From UPS, because our volume's up there now, see, with Amazon before, you know, so they're waiting for us to come back again. But, you know, we don't want to tell them that, hey, I just can't keep doing this because we're going to have a cash flow problem.
Yeah. Okay, you know, Dave,
it's a good problem, but the thing
it's a great that, problem,
you know,
yeah.
But the thing is that, hey,
let me see.
Realistic. And you know, and not be unreasonable, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see what I can do for you. You've been very helpful. You've given me a lot of information.
Okay,
I appreciate your time. Let me see what I can do. We'll get back to you on Monday or Tuesday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All